some of the other questions about, you know, cultural attitudes about, you know, among Chinese in general. So, for example, like, where did Chinese men meet their wives? Probably you can, like, for example, how did you meet your wife?
Oh, I married in China, in Hong Kong. We come together.
I see.
Yeah. But lots of Chinese in the old days, they come alone. After they have some kind of certain established, and then they try to send a wife to come over and family. Yeah.
Do they go back to get married? Back to China to get married?
Many cases. They went back to China to get married. And then bring the wife over.
Do you know a lot of your relatives do that?
I have some relatives that do that in the old days.
So they have to have somebody introduced, like a matchmakers or?
Well, some of the matchmakers, some of the introduced, so you can get acquainted.
So are there many American-born Chinese women go back to China to get married?
That some of them do.
They did.
Some of them do. They send their daughter back to China, right? And get married. But lots of time they stay right here.
I see. So. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than, you know, daughters as their parents? Usually Chinese prefer to have sons and daughters.
You still have that kind of attitude among the Chinese people, especially Canton province.
Uh-huh.
It was a Xiyap. Just like Jewish people,
Oh,
they important to have a son.
Uh-huh.
To inherit the business, fortune. See?
But they don't think the daughter can take care of the family business.
Well,
in the old days.
In old days. Because they consider a daughter is an outsider after they get married. Yeah.
What do you think about the daughters? Do you think the same way or?
Well, no, I don't think the same way. Because sometimes the daughter, in my belief, the daughter is much more to the parents, take care of the parents, and more sincere and more thoughtful in nowadays day. So to me, daughter or son equally important to me personally.
Right. What did most people think of the interracial marriage?
Still not too pleasant, but nothing you can do.
Do you know many cases like
yeah,
that?
I know many friends that have an interracial marriage.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So in the modern day, well, you just let them do what they want.
Their
life. See, we just, as a parent, we just hope they have a good marriage, pleasant marriage and good family.
What about in the old days? I mean, generally, people's attitudes toward...
Well, in old days, naturally, they're very against intermarriage. Very against it.
So, is there any way they try to prevent it? from, you know, it happening?
Well, bring the family to back to China.
I see. Pretty good.
Yeah, and all send the youngster, yeah, back to China, educate, mm-hmm. Yeah, learn Chinese culture, so change the environment, so they have a more chance for them to find a Chinese boy or Chinese girl to get married.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason. Also, that's the reason to send the youngster back to China.
The married parents feel it was important for the children to attend Chinese school to learn the language, not only send back to China, and also, you know.
Well, if those people came from China, they naturally feel their youngster, they're important to learn some Chinese language, okay? Chinese culture. But on the American-born Chinese, the attitudes are different. They don't think that important. Well, I don't blame them because they don't know any language, Chinese language themselves. See, that's why they don't encourage young generation to go into a Chinese school.
Nice.
But they have their way to encourage their youngster to have a good grade in American school.
But they do emphasize the importance of education.
Oh yeah.
Most Chinese.
I think so.
Even to the daughter.
Yeah, same point nowadays. Mm-hmm. I think
how about in the old days? For example, like in your own family, did your sister get an equal chance to go to school, or it depends on
in this
the
country,
children?
Yeah.
In this country.
Yeah, they still send the both either daughter and the son go to the school.
Uh-huh.
Same important. Same equally important. But the old timer, they still think the important to educate the son with the Chinese language, Chinese culture. But in the modern day, the Chinese parents feel equally important, okay? between the boy and girl.
Did many people hope to return to China ultimately?
I think so. If China in good shape, yeah, particularly political settled, yeah, stable, and most of Chinese people like to go back to the old country. Stay to at least a visit.
How about in the old days? Were there many Chinese went back?
Oh yeah, the old days. Most Chinese people they save money. They save the earning. Okay, to go back to China. See, and buy property and stay there. Life.
When you went back to China to study, did you remember on the same ship, going back, were there many Chinese on the same trip?
Oh yeah, a few.
They brought the whole family back?
Yeah.
And do you remember what they talked about, looking forward to going back to settle, or they just visit?
Well, some of the older generation, when they up to about 50 or 60 years old, They have enough saving. They always plan to bring the family back to China to educate them. They purpose that way. Mostly the old timer, they mostly come to this country just for temporary. They don't plan to stay there forever. But they do have the plan go back to China to stay there.
But still a lot of people stay here. They didn't return to China. Do you ever, you know, heard what they say about why they stay here in the United States? Because some people went back to China.
Yeah.
And some people stay. And why these people stay in the early days?
Well, first thing, unless they have no relative, they don't wish to go back there. Secondly, because the political situation unstable, therefore some of them must well stay right here.
What did you or others think of the way Chinese were portrayed in American movies?
Well, in the old days, we have lots of good movies, good picture, respectable picture. But in modern day, not as many. Seems the quality not as good as the old days. They maybe have advanced technically in different way, but actually is not many good pictures. Is my case.
Yeah, but how about the the Chinese show in the movie? People try to make Chinese some kind of stereotype. What do you think about the
well,
Chinese
the
movies?
The Chinese in a better position, better than before in American movie.
Mm-hmm.
At least nowadays day, they don't disgrace our Chinese.
In the old days, you would think they did.
Oh, yes.
So they didn't really show.
In the old days, those movies, whenever they concerned about the Chinese, they always make the Chinese look bad. Long hair, and more or less a skinny guy, and look like a bum. See, that's not right. That's the very disgrace. It's not representing the Chinese race, though.
Mm-hmm. Did you or your friends or anyone you knew make any protest against this kind of law?
Off and on we do.
How did you?
Make some protest from Zhonghua Weiguan and from the council office.
Well, did that help?
In some case, better than nothing. In this modern day, our Chinese, the education standard much higher.
Uh-huh.
Naturally, when you the standard higher, naturally people respect you more.
Did you ever hear anyone say they were embarrassed to be Chinese, or they regret they were Chinese, or they wish they were Caucasian American?
I never heard that kind of remark. Mm-hmm.
And they were not embarrassed to be Chinese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
are Chinese, are proud to be a Chinese.
Uh-huh.
color. We know we have a good race, good culture. Only the government, lots of on the wrong track and political turmoil. See? Otherwise, if we have a good government, see? And most of the Chinese people, they like to stay the whole country. Instead of go out back, go far away from home, from the homeland. See? I'm sure Chinese people, especially the older generation, everybody they love their own country, love their culture and everything.
What types of job would most Chinese consider to be ideal job, you know, for themselves or for their children?
In the modern days or?
In the old days.
Well, be a businessman.
Businessman?
Yeah. And be a teacher, a professor. Yeah.
Why do you think teachers and businessmen are the ideal profession?
Well, because it's a respectable job. People respect. Supposing you are the doctor, so people respect you as a doctor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is this kind of attitude changed?
Well, now these days, in the modern day, Chinese family, they always encourage to go into doctor profession. A lawyer, see? Architect, see? Engineer.
Why they encourage the children to go to?
Well, because it's the standard. See? And go forward. Mm-hmm. See? We always try to raise up our standard, raise up our knowledge, broaden our knowledge. That's why we always encourage the our young generation to get to the top.
Yeah. How many children do you have?
Six. Three sons, three daughters.
Mm-hmm. They are in different professions.
They're mostly, well, the boy in the medical profession. The girl, my daughter, Teaching.
Sorry. How about your brothers and sisters?
My brother is a doctor of pharmacy.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
And my youngest brother is an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, she graduated from USC University, and my brother-in-law is a dentist.
Oh. How about your older sister?
The older sister married an engineer, but they retired.
Uh-huh.
Already retired.
Did your sister ever work?
Mostly housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly housewife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did she ever go to China for education or anything?
No. She stayed by her senior after they married.
Uh-huh.
She's married. She's married.
I see. So, the other question, back to the profession here, the Chinese herbalist. When your father was in Santa Monica, how did he start the business? When he started, you know, how did he start?
Well, opened the office. See, advertising.
Advertising.
Yeah.
Did he advertise in Chinese newspaper?
No.
Only American.
American paper. He introduced our Chinese herb to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. he done lots of good for the the purpose.
What did the other Chinese herbalists do? Did they advertise too, or?
Very few.
Very few.
Very few. Hardly any, except my father.
Did he write the English himself, or he had somebody help him?
Both way. He write it, and maybe the correct from the friends. Sometimes.